You know, it can go over our heads. I mean, truth, the truth of God can come at us. And if we're not receiving it by the Spirit, it can go right over us. And we can miss what God is trying to say. So, Lord God, may we be alive in the Spirit, ready to receive revelation that can change our lives, that can alter the course of our destiny, that can speak truth to us to replace things that are deception. But we need revelation and not information. See, information will decide, if it's good or not. If we like it, great. We'll put it on the shelf. If we don't like it, we'll just toss it and throw it in the trash. Now, sometimes people do that with what God has given them. But we need to look at that as revelation. And then sometimes we have to pray, Lord, what am I to do with this? What am I to do with this, Lord? Or God, would you give me under? Have you ever had a dream that you had to pray, Lord, I know that dream seemed to be really, there was a spiritual nature to that dream. It wasn't just, I had a meal last night or something. There was a spiritual nature to this dream. But God, I don't understand it. I'm the worst at this. I don't understand all the metaphors and the language. God speaks in a language that seems to be like a code. You know, Daniel, he understood the language of God. You know, Joseph understood the language of God and he could interpret what God was saying in dreams. And now some of you can too, because you've trained yourself, right, to interpret and understand. And some people have this gift. You understand metaphors of God when he's speaking. Sometimes I get it, but it has to be one of those obvious ones. And then sometimes I go to someone like my wife who understands so much better. Now, if you want to know, now you've got people here in this church, Noble Cheryl Smith. There's other people in this church too that have trained themselves and understand how God speaks in this way. But God speaks. And sometimes we have to say, Lord, give me understanding. Show me what you're saying through this. Because I want to understand what you're speaking. We should do that. Anytime the Lord gives something to you, you should chew on it. Right? If you're going to get good digestion, you should chew on your food. That's sometimes also really how it's kind of an analogy for the Word of God and anything that God gives you, chew on it. Pray over it. Don't toss it away. If you don't understand it, say, God, I'm not sure. I don't understand how to appropriate this in my life. Pray. Seek. Let the Lord speak to you. Sometimes it will be speaking to you over time. And sometimes things are for years to come. What we do not want to do is stifle the Holy Spirit in us. We want to be in tune with God. We don't want to miss what he wants to say. Now quickly, let me give you three things that can stifle our connection with God. I don't think they'll surprise you. I think there's things we know, but we're reminded of. One thing that will stifle our connection with God is we don't care what God has to say to us. That's pretty obvious. If we don't care, we don't want it, we're not going to get it. Because we're going to do what we want to do anyway. Right? I mean, God could tell us something. It's like, oh, that's nice, God, but I really have a plan already. And I feel like my plan's pretty good. I appreciate you pitching in a little 2 cents there, but I'm doing my thing. Thank you very much. Those people don't hear God very well, because their ears are really shut. The Bible says in Psalm 95 says, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. See, this is a humbling ourselves before the Lord to worship him. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today. Listen. The Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did in Meribah, as they did at Massa in the wilderness. See, any posturing before God that says, Lord, I'm not interested in what you have to say, Because the repercussion is I'm doing what I'm going to do anyway, no matter what you say. That is a rebellion that hardens our heart. And when we have a hardened heart, we're not going to receive the word of God. It's going to bounce or just sit right on top. It will never enter in. It will never enter in. And it separates us from God and his voice. So we need to come to a place and say, Lord, I believe not only that you're Lord and God, but you have a word for me today. And your word every day is something for me is life-giving. I find life in your word. We need to have a disposition before God that receives his word. How important it is to receive his word. Roger Staubach told a story. I'm sitting sometimes, I realize people don't know who Roger Staubach is. But if you know the Dallas Cowboys in the heyday of glory for the Dallas Cowboys, he was their Super Bowl quarterback. Now, I know everybody knows what the Super Bowl is. Well, he won a few with the Dallas Cowboys. He was a big-time Hall of Fame quarterback. Well, he said there was a time in his career when his coach, also Hall of Fame coach Tom Landry, was calling the plays on the offense. And that was normal. Tom Landry, the coach, was calling the plays. But he had gotten to a place where he was a Super Bowl quarterback. And he knew how to run that offense. And he thought he even knew how to run the offense better than his coach. And he asked for the power to call plays. He was wanting the power to call plays. And Tom Landry was no. And by the way, both were Christian men. Roger Staubach and Tom Landry were Christian men. But coach said, no, I'm calling the plays. That's my job. That's what we do. And Roger Staubach talked about a time and a season where it burned him. This burned him. This upset him. He knew how to run this offense. He was a Super Bowl quarterback, for crying out loud. That the coach should trust him and turn over the play calling to him. But he came to a place where he knew that God was calling him to submit to his coach, no matter how he had obtained a high stature, the highest stature you could attain in football. But he was called to submit. Even when he knew how to do things, and he knew very well how to run things, and Staubach stated this, he said, I faced up to the issue of obedience. And then later he said, once I learned to obey, there was harmony, fulfillment, and victory. Lots of victories. They were a very successful team under their leadership. You know, we're not to call the plays. Even though we could be very good at running the offense. And some of us are very good. We're very good, very skilled. We know how to do things. We know how to do things. Sometimes we become very skilled. I mean, I learned too, as a pastor, you have to be careful once you know how to do something. Because then sometimes you just want to press the repeat button. And God says, I didn't call you to build a building that won't move. Because sometimes you need to stake a tent that needs to travel. And sometimes we want to build a foundation and forever, ever, ever be there. And sometimes we need to always be learning, always be growing, always be moving with God. There are still things God wants to speak to us and teach us today. Now, the kind of spirit the Lord wants us to have is the spirit that Samuel had. And we remember Prophet Samuel, when he was called. This is out of 1 Samuel 3. It says, then the Lord came and stood and called at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. Now, I'll just stop right there. That's the heart that we need to have. Samuel was just learning to recognize the voice of God. He was saying, he was hearing the voice of God. He just didn't recognize it was the voice of God. But when Elijah said, was telling him, that's the voice of God, just says, this is how you respond. And the way you are to respond is, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. When we have that attitude before God, we will hear a whole lot more from him. It's how we position ourselves before God. that allows us to hear from God. The disposition of our heart, our attitude, our mind. Now another barrier is wrong belief. If we believe we're the poor the poor red-headed stepchild of God, the one that doesn't matter, the one that's forgotten about, the one that eats cold food all the time and gets cold showers all the time, because everybody else got the warm showers and you were last. If that's what we believe about ourselves in the kingdom of God, in the spectrum of kingdom of God, then yeah, we're probably not going to hear much from God because we don't think we matter and we don't think God's really going to speak to us. But God says, have the mindset of a child of God, one that he calls his own, that you're a son, that you're a daughter. God wants to speak to you and he wants to share what's on his heart with you. And it's not about your stature in the world. It's not about how big you are in this world. Because God loves all people. He's not a respecter of person based on socioeconomic status or whatever status that we might understand in this world. So let us not be deceived and let us renounce any lie that we believe that God doesn't speak to us. Just, we need to renounce that and just say and speak the truth that God does. You say that God does speak to me. God wants to speak to me and God has a plan for my life. God has words he wants to speak to me and share with me today. If you will position yourself as a son or a daughter of God, you'll hear more from the Lord. You'll hear more and you'll sense more from him. And then the obvious, maybe last one I want to share is there's one issue with hearing from God is there's too much noise in your life. Your life is too noisy. Too busy. Maybe you don't have time for God. Maybe there's too many demand. There's too much pull on your life. You see, Jesus, he got away from the crowds. There was a lot of demand on his life. There was a lot of pull on his life. The crowds pulled from him. He could give and give and give and give, but there was times when he said, no, I'm going to the mountain not to be alone. I'm going to spend time with my Father. I'm going to speak with him and he's going to speak with me. Because that's why I'm here. I'm here to do the will of my Father and I am not losing that connection. I mean, some people in ministry do this. They minister, 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 go, 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 go. And they become so busy, they lose a voice, they lose the voice of God. You can do that in ministry. You can do that anything in life. You can become so busy that you lose hearing the voice of God and knowing his presence. Because we're doing, 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 doing. God doesn't have any problems with doing, but we always do it out of the being. Do it from the place of being in his presence and knowing his word and knowing his heart. Martin Luther, the great Protestant reformer, said this. He said, work, work, work from early until late. In fact, I have so much to do that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer. Now, does that confuse your logic? That confuses the normal American logic and what we've learned. If we've got a busy day, we don't have time to pray. And he's saying, no, I'm so busy that I must pray more. When a lot of responsibilities rest on your shoulder, don't carry it alone. Make sure you're with the one who wants to help carry that with you. And maybe really take the lion's share. So what are your plans today? Are you speaking to God? He's speaking to you. What are your plans today? How can the very fabric of your day substantially be altered by giving your time, attention, and ears to the Lord? Early in the day, late at night. Even throughout the day, say, Lord, speak. How we position ourselves before God physically and spiritually is a big factor in how we hear God in our lives. And so the question is how have you positioned yourself today? Do you pray with expectation? Do you read God's word, seeking his voice? Do you listen to God, to sermons and saying, Lord God, if you can give me one nugget from that word today, I want your word to me. Do you come with expectation? Is there an eagerness when people come to share the word of God? So much of how we come before God positions us to hear from Him, to know Him, to sense Him. And that's what we need to say today. Lord God, how am I doing in that department today? How am I doing? Lord, speak to me today. I want to hear Your voice. I want to know Your presence. Here I am, Your servant. I'm listening.